Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, what's going on out there, Gross World?
Hey, man, if y'all can hear me, man, raise one hand up, man. If you can hear me, I'll let you bar. We're just trying to get it going on right now, y'all. Just trying to get it going on right now. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all already know what the business is. It's the Head and Shaker Show, y'all. Y'all thank y'all for chiming in with your bar. Yeah. Hey, man, y'all raise one hand up if you can hear me, man. I'm trying to get this whole thing doing what it's supposed to do. Y'all already know how this old blog talk be acting. Well, I tell you the truth, there ain't nothing like old blog talk for you. I get something going on. Y'all bear with me, man. Blog talk, doing what it do. You're going to have to find out what the business is right here. Real fast, y'all. Just hold on. Bear with me. We want to do his own thing. One second, guys. We got some stuff we need to chop it over back. One second. I can't see nothing right now, man. I'm trying to see the board. I can't see nothing. I don't want to go to rambling after the mile. I don't know if y'all can hear me. So y'all just hold on about with your boy. Because we gonna get it figured out. And ain't no question about that. We going to get it figured out. It's just a timely matter. That's all that is. Y'all just hold on. We going to make it happen. Few minutes. Yes, indeed. Y'all just hold. What you got? Just hold what you got. Hold what you got. Let's see here. I'll tell you if you're ready for it. Yeah, let's just hold on. We're going to be going on just a second. But, man, if y'all can't hear me, man, I want to welcome y'all to the Head and Shaker Show. I still can't see the board, man, but you know what? I'm going to talk in the blind today. I'm going to talk in the blind. Until we get the thing figured out. But until then, man, it is what it is. Y'all already know how I do it. This here is really not for y'all, but you're welcome to listen in. And that's what that is. Oh, gracious God, God, we want to thank you on today, God, for being who you are. Thank you, God, for leading and directing us, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us, God, in our care. Now, God, we ask for traveling grace, God, for those of us who are traveling, oh, gracious God. God, give them the grace, oh, gracious God, to get to their destination safely, oh, gracious God. Let everything be lovely when they return to their place of destination, oh, gracious God. Now, God, have it your way, God. Keep us in thy care, God, while we do this thing called grudge racing, oh, gracious God. God, keep us, God, while we're in our cars, oh, gracious God. We come against any accident on this weekend, oh, gracious God. We come against any catastrophic failures, oh, gracious God. God, have your way. We love you, and we thank you. And when the smoke clears, we'll be so sure to give you all the grace, all the love, all the honor. And we thank you, God, and ask you these blessings and others in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen. That's what that is. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man, for letting me do what I do. Y'all just bear with me, man. I got three things going on at the same doggone time, which y'all already know. Oh, hey, Shane, go do what he do, y'all. It is what it is. So, y'all just bear with me, man. But, it's another Friday. Man, you know what I just thought about, man? Uh-oh. Look like we got life. There it is. Let me see something, if you can hear me. This first, at 682. 4318, I'm not going to open your mic. Just take your hand down from it for one second. Just take your hand down. That's all I ask you to do. Just push the one button one more time. 682-4318. There you go. Appreciate you. There we go. Now, know y'all can hear me. Appreciate that, man. I got life over here. That's just what that is. Hey, man, I feel a little better now. But check this out, man. There's a few things, man, we want to top it up about y'all. I don't know where y'all at with it, but I'm going somewhere with this thing today. So that's just what that is. But y'all hold on, because I am going to open up some mics. in just a second. So y'all definitely give me a second. I'm open some mics up. But right now, man, I need to put something out there. Just a little quick topic. It's just something that came off the top. Actually, it's a little bit of piggyback off the previous things. We don't want to drag something out, but we do need some closure, and we do need some understanding. You understand me? Because at the end of the day, we need some understanding. When it's all said and done, we need to run the standard. Let me explain something to y'all, man. This is just a 101. I mean, hey, if you will. Hey, man, let me explain something to you. Anytime you mess with another man's money, man, let me explain something to you, man. This thing becomes serious, y'all. Anytime you mess with another man's money, you might can talk about his significant other, his kids, his baby mama, all that old good stuff. No problem. Okay, all that's good. Maybe you talk about him. But when you're messing with that man money, y'all, you're asking for trouble. I'm going to be honest with you. You will see somebody come out of character so fast by playing with their money. See? Okay, now this thing we call grudge racing, y'all, it can go tit, and it can go for tat. However, you got to be very, very oh so sure, very careful not to play with another man's money. That means games, y'all. Watch them games you play with another man's money. Now, if your integrity ain't by dilly twat, okay, fine. We understand that. But don't drag nobody else in with you. And I'm not going to leave you on this long. That's why I hadn't opened the mic, because I really ain't all about no bunch of feedback. But we don't want to linger on this. But at the same time, y'all, same time, stop playing with them folk money, man. That bring up problems. That bring up headache. That bring up loss of sleep. You understand me? Yeah. A whole lot of other things that we shall not put on this show. You understand me? But at the same token, we have to be careful, man. Let's keep it real. Let's put some little bit of integrity behind it. I mean, come on, you know. Okay, if you're going to still step the man to death, if you will, no problem. But don't play with another man's money, you know, out of games. You know, be careful. But I'm going to leave it right there, man. But, hey, man, that ain't what I want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Locking in. Is it really necessary anymore? I've been listening to shows out. We done talked about this thing. This time we talked about it last time. But at the same token, man, people still having an issue just locking in, man. I mean, it become such a big project now. I mean, you hear it all over the people starting to name it. They doggone show name now. When you come to their show, you know what I'm saying, people naming it that. I'm just saying, you know. So, but the question is that I have on the table, is it all necessary? For real. Is it all so necessary, man? Because half of us don't honor it, man. I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people start not to honor their lock-in. Because they're finding ways to bamboozle and been swindled out of them. I mean, the DC men are very honest, supposed to be very dependable people, and a dependable person. No problem. All that's fine and dandy. But now they're starting to drag them into their little old conniving ways as well. You understand me? And now it's starting to, man, I'm going to tell you what it's actually doing. I talked to a few people off and on. That thing is starting to give grudge race a black eye. It's giving the grudge game a black eye, man. You got some people sitting up here saying, oh, man, that's why I don't do it. You know, they already was kind of, you know, feeling some kind of way. But now it's like, man, that's why I don't fool with that, man. That's why I don't get into it. You know, but at the same token, me personally, I don't feel there's nothing wrong with grudge racing. I don't feel there's nothing wrong with locking in, not unless you have someone that you can, you know, only if you got someone you can trust. It's got to be a trustworthy person, a person that's full of integrity. You understand me? But we're gonna leave it right there. But hey, man, but let that be said. With that being said, we're gonna say it like this. If you got someone you wanna see, you got a lock in you wanna do. However, you want to speak on it, you're more welcome to raise your hand. If you want to raise your hand already, I don't know if you want to speak on that, or if you want to speak on what everybody else, probably a question mark on everybody else's head, because it's just cold down cats and dogs
down here a little while ago, not even 30 minutes ago. So it is what it is. So I'm going to go ahead and open this mic up right here. Man, y'all push the one button. Man, y'all hang out with your boy today. Old Hater Shaker, man. That's what that is. 832, man, I already know. Nigga, hey, what's up, buddy? Let me see if I can open you. Hold up, nigga. Let me see now. That's this old blog talk. You already know. Hold on. This thing do what it do, nigga. Now with me. It ain't my fault. Don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger, buddy. This thing, man, I tell you. I don't know, man. I wish I could find somebody. You know, blog talk is something, y'all, that we do. That's stuff we do behind the scenes. But there's no live person that you go and talk to. If it was, man, I'd be the first one to go slap all the saliva out their mouth. But this thing be acting so crazy, man, you understand? And they better not let me find something else out there that's just as powerful as the blog talk thing. You understand? Your mic is open, Nicky. What's up, buddy?
It ain't nothing, man. You ready to go down there to San Antonio?
What time you leaving, Nicky?
Ah, shit, man. I got somewhere else to go tonight, but we're going to leave sometime tonight, man. You know,
yeah,
so I'll be early in the morning.
Yeah.
But we're going to get out of here, man, get down there. Okay, our stall come through there. We still going.
Man, I'm going too, man. You know what, man? But that's the thing that blew through here, man. That's
yeah.
You know?
I didn't hear nobody
saying nothing negative. So I didn't hear, maybe we can get one of the promoters. We got three promoters on, you know what I'm saying? So Beaver's Buddy Ed and Beetlejuice. So maybe we can get one of them, Beaver's Buddy Ed and Beetlejuice, to push the one button and then let us know. The three stooges. I'm just saying. I like all of them, man. They're all right with me. But I chop them up.
No. Well, I want to say, man, I try to get his boy everything girls racing, man. He didn't want it. He tried to get a different day to race, like Sunday or some shit. But, you know, his offer is over now, man. You know, I gave him two things. I gave him the back tire and the goddamn move. He didn't want to take it on the sand for everybody to see. Sad that we going to drag his goddamn man. Now he got one at a time. He only can get the back tire or the move. You can't get both no more. It's over. That's dead. But, you know, I try to get everything girls ready. He wants to be on his chest. I'm going to take some of that goddamn ass in the goddamn chest. It is what it is. We're going down there and still have fun and have a good time, man, with old goddamn Batman and Tracy and old Alley Cat. We head that away.
Already, y'all. It's old Nicky Hayes. He ain't playing no games. He headed that doggone direction, man. Hey, man, I know somebody else heading that way. Nigga, y'all be careful, though, man. You understand me? So, and then whoever else heading that direction, man, I, too, will be heading that direction very shortly, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all
what time you leaving,
man? You know what I'm saying? Huh?
What time you leaving?
Man, I'm gonna try to get out of here, man, probably about another hour and a half, 2 hours, man. Not unless something crazy pop up. But for the most part, man, I'm going to try to get on up out of here if I can. You understand? Yeah, I would like to, you know, trying to move around. So,
okay. All right,
yeah.
Man. That's all I can say, man. I'm going back in the bushes.
Okay. Appreciate it, Nick. Appreciate it. And say, man, for those of you who leaving H-Town, headed to San Antonio, hey, man, it's a little small thing that we call Am I My Brother's Keeper. Well, man, guess what? If you see a fellow man on side the road, man, with his truck or trailer, man, and, you know, you got a little time, man, it's okay if you don't mind. If you see somebody look like they might be at distress or something, man, give them a hand, man. Just kind of stop, pull over, just see what's going on. You know, I'm talking about a car with a trailer with the car. You know it's about the business, what you're going to be about. I ain't talking about no okey-doke. I'm talking about, you know there's somebody that's going down to do what you do. Well, if it's all in will, man, if you don't mind, you know, just look out for the next man. You know what I'm saying? If you see something about to fall off the man trailer, look like the man got a flapping tie, look out for him. You know, just kind of flip your lights at him or kind of get his attention. Let him know, man. Don't just let it go null and void. I mean, it doesn't hurt. It's not going to cost you anything just to get that man's attention and let him know, hey, man, you got something for the fall off. You got a problem getting ready to happen right there. You know, just get his attention. You know, let's kind of start doing a little bit of that, y'all. It ain't going to hurt us, you know. We understand that you ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't your business. And, you know, we understand all that, yeah. But you would love for somebody else to tell you if you got something for to get ready to happen on your in your little situation. So, you know, try to treat people like you want to be treated, man. It doesn't hurt. I promise you, it doesn't hurt. It's not gonna kill you. But that's just what that is. But anybody else that's here in that direction, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to chop it up? I sure want to do the show live tonight, Don. I ain't gonna lie to you. But y'all already know the eagle fly on Friday. And boy, I had a whole bunch of damn pigeons sitting up there looking at me. So I had to make sure the folk got their money. I had to make sure the folk got their money, y'all. I don't want no trouble out these folks. You feel me? So I had to do what I had to do, man. That's just what that is. But hey, man, last minute lock-ins, man. Who you want to see? Anybody you want to get at? I mean, hey, man, look. I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. We already know everybody on this phone. Know everybody signing my voice. Know. Alicat, Batman, Tommy Dog got this that big race going on tomorrow, starting tonight. You understand? Total domination, man. Second big old race they have. I guess one of them will come on and speak on it, man, because everybody don't listen to other shows. So, you know what I'm saying? I got a nice little full show going on here. So, just in case some people kind of like haven't been here to have any ear to the street, well, we're going to put it out there, man. San Antonio, man, it's going down, man. I mean, you speak about San Antonio Dragway. So maybe I'm letting somebody going to come on in eventually and then speak on it. But let me got somebody else coming in. Let me see. 46909, your mic is open.
Yeah, man, what's going on? It's Jim P., Drexler brother-in-law. Hey,
what's
I
up,
was wondering if Undertaker – ain't nothing, man, nothing like the way you be handling your business, man. I was wondering if Undertaker still got that $100 bet with me, cause I done came from Dallas. I'm in Houston now. We finna leave in the morning.
Uh huh. Undertaker, if you don't lie, sir, young man, trying to see if you if you got your business. You know that's still going on. So, the one button and let the man know what the business is, or if he's not,
yeah,
somebody
I don't
know of Undertaker. Give him a call.
Yeah, I don't know Undertaker. You know. I don't know him. I don't know Undertaker. I know a lot of racers in Houston, but I don't know Undertaker. I probably know his car or truck when I see him. You see it, but I don't know him personally. But I wanted to let him know I'll be there. We leaving out in the morning. I want to be there. I want to still get that bet.
God damn it, bless you.
My phone went dead. No, it's still on. The phone went dead.
I hear you, June.
Oh, you can hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. You know who Undertaker is, don't you, Nikki Hayes?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to know, make sure him still got that bet. Dressler don't lose in the first round. Then we can
win
the second round.
Wow, man, I apologize, man. All right. Undertaker, let's see. Wait, Undertaker, y'all. Let me see. Did he push the one button? I messed around. I love my own dog on the show. Let me see. I ain't lying. I was just sitting there listening to you, man. I was saying, boop. I'm like, what the hell just happened? Hey, man, that's that old blog talk. Boy, you don't know what you're going to get right here, man. You got to deal with it. Blog talk must be the ghetto version of radio. I'm just saying. You know, yeah, it's just good. I guess it's the ghetto version, I guess. I don't know. But I don't see him on here, man. So, and you know Undertaker just had a birthday, man. So I think he's going to be celebrating his birthday down there. But if he called it, man, I mean, he normally a pretty stand-up fellow. Called it, man.
Mm-hmm.
From my understanding, you know, he's pretty good with stepping
okay,
up to the
okay.
Place my knowledge.
Yeah, I done come all the way from Dallas to Houston to come to San Antonio. I just wanna make sure I'm gonna be there.
I will tell you this: I've seen him pay debts before. You know what I'm saying? So that's I have seen that happen. So you know, he normally try to got a lot going on with the kids and fun without a gun and. Doing a few little positive things in the neighborhood, community type of fella. So I don't think he would let something as insignificant as $100 kind of sway his.
Oh, no, I know that. I just wanted to, you know, I know he got a lot of bets going on because I've been listening. But I just wondered. But anyway, I'm going to bag back up in the bushes and let y'all handle it. But you got a good show going on, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate
I like
it, my brother. Thank you, man.
All right,
thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. That's what's up, y'all. That's old Drexel. I think he said nephew or brother-in-law. What it was? I think it was nephew or brother-in-law. Okay. That's what's up. But Nikki, I think Nikki's still on here. Nikki, I got a question for you. Nikki, which car y'all actually bringing? I mean, is it too soon for me to ask that question, or just say, hey, the shaker, sit down and mind your business? That's all you got to say, Nikki.
Nah, ain't nothing like that, shaker. We bring the black car. We bring a little Sonny.
Okay, little Sonny. Okay, the black car, little Sonny. All right.
Yeah.
Because
we got two black cars, but Tim, you tell, we got two black cars. Tim, throw a coin up and find out which one they want.
Same boy, you know what? That's what I love about that, man. I love that game now, man. Boy, look here. See, that's what they get though, Nicky. See, they throw a rock and hide their doggone hand. You understand me? Now I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm gonna keep it 100 all the way across the board. Old DJ been coming on his shutting down shows left and right. You hear me? I'm gonna keep it 100, man, you understand me? The man say he don't wanna race at no show. He wanna do it on any given Sunday. So I'm hoping y'all can come up with a Sunday that y'all can make that happen, man. So man, the fans wanna see that doggone thing, that's what I have.
Hey, but Eddie Shaker, now why you don't want to do it on the show? I mean, you don't want to see us just drag your ass through there. That's all I can see.
I don't know, man. I've been wanting to ask him that, man. I hate to get personal. I hate to get in folks' business, you understand me, nigga? But I'm going to keep it real. You know, we me and him call each other Bubbles. He called me Bubbles. I call him Lil Bubbles. We've been talking about each other. It feels like that. But I'm going to be honest with you, though, Nikki. I think it's something personal, Nikki. I don't think it have anything to do with you or anybody else. I'm just being real from my understanding. Because he made a statement, and I really don't want to, you know, voice the statement that he made, repeat it. I'll let him do all that there, but... You know, I caught it and I heard it, and it seems as though it has really nothing to do with nothing to do with y'all. I think it's something else. You know, the reason why.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know. I know we've been waiting for this all for a long time, man. You know, he wanna call for that race, and you know, and we got it for him. Now, he ain't got it no more. You know, that's all I gotta say. It ain't happening no more. He ain't getting two at a time. He get one at a time now. Simple as that, you know. You know, because I wasn't embarrassed that little some bitch in front of everybody. He always want to throw rocks at Drex. Drex ain't going to do it. Everybody says Drex ain't going to do this shit. He ain't going to do that. Now is the time. We're going to come out there and show these mothers what we finna do. Finna shock the world. They're like the twin performance finna shock the world. We finna shock the world. Or the girls' world. They're going to make us put covers right back on them black son bitches again.
Hey, man, you know what, though? Nigga, I'm going to be honest with you.
Don't break.
Y'all been quiet for a minute. You've been real quiet. But they already know, and if they don't know, they going to find out for sure.
But they finna find out.
That's the wrong one to go in the woods and just slap on ankle with a switch. That's the wrong one.
They woke him up.
Please don't wake up that sleepy giant. Let him rest, you know, because... Man, I'm going to keep it right there because after a while somebody going to think I'm taking sides. I'm really not.
You taking sides? You just speaking the truth. Keep it 100.
That man now, Doc, I mean, he can get what he want when he wanted. That man could dream about getting something and he got it. I'm just saying. People like that, man, you got to be very careful how you handle it, you know. Because he'll go get some strictly specific for you.
Goddamn show with it.
If that sucker got you in his beans, partner, you in trouble. I'm just going to keep it 100. You in trouble. Yeah, for real. That's my past to me knowing the cat. I've been knowing him for a very long time. If that rascal there got you in his beans, you in trouble. Yes, sir. He ain't going to stop till he gets so that's what that is.
I'm going back in the bushes again. You need to call me out.
Nick, I wish I'd go back in the bushes with you, but I got to do this show. I want to go in the bushes too, but I can't. Boy, you just stuck out here in the middle of Martin Luther King on a Sunday. Butt naked. I can't do nothing but look at everybody now. Lord have mercy. Oh, well, it is what it is, nigga. I'm going to keep it moving. I ain't scared. So it is what it is. But look here, man. I got a feeling, man. Old Motion, man. I think old Motion gonna come down here and do what he do. I mean, I'm just saying. That's just. Nigga, if you notice, I didn't give my little picks and all that. You know, I like.
I didn't either, man.
I just kept it to myself, nigga, because I'm gonna tell you why. And I know some people kind of, you know, they. How can I put this? Nigga, sometimes people kind of get in their feelings a little bit. You understand me? Not bad with me. Just walk with me. And they get in their feelings, and just because you have an opinion, you know, I kind of don't want nobody getting in their feelings. Oh, you don't believe in me. That's not. So I'd rather just keep it clean, keep it simple, and just keep it to myself.
Well, I'm with you on that here, Chicken. But let me. I'm gonna say one more thing. I'm going to the bushes. I'm gonna say one more thing. Going to the bushes. Look here.
That's a beast.
Huh? If I know you can whip my ass, I'll be your friend too. I mean, I'll be your goddamn friend too. That's how I feel about DJ Motion. Cause you know Motion run clean over DJ goddamn ass. I'd be his goddamn friend, too.
I guess you're right. Can't beat him, join him. I mean, that's what you said.
He can't beat a John. There you go.
Okay, well. Well said,
it's
sir.
It's a three. It might be a three.
Yeah, that's Lil Sonny. That Lil Sonny spoke on that tail, man. Say, man, anybody else, man,
foe.
Y'all
that
got, some, got somebody y'all want to see? I mean,
that's
you
one,
know,
two,
a race you want to see?
That's
I mean,
foe.
Somebody want to get
that? Hell yeah. I'm about to... Let me see.
Dress for nephew,
one,
your mic open
two.
For me. Me was for me.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that, man.
Oh, you good, brother. You good. I just didn't want you to accidentally say nothing. Yeah, appreciate it. You know, we'll forget y'all. We will forget. But, yeah, man. Uh-oh. Got somebody want to get in. 832-3549. Your mic is open.
Oh, so Stagger, it is Dre. I'm just on that list, man. God damn. Somebody else.
Yeah, there is. There they go. All right, there they go. Uh-oh. Hey, they dropped off. Okay, we good now. Yeah, what's up, Dre? You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good over here.
You going down there, Dre?
The car ain't going, but I'm thinking about still getting on the road.
You got to go and support, huh? I mean, you going to go and support.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the weather, too, man.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. I spoke with one of the promoters earlier, and they literally told me that they have somebody that live in Seguin, which is, just minutes from the track, and it was beautiful out there. And from my understanding, the weather is they got a small chance for tomorrow, but it's for like an hour and it's gone. You know, it's not like an all day rain or anything like that. It's just a small chance, and it's for like an hour or so, and it's gone. So, you know, I can roll with them odds. You know, that's not no bad odds for me right there. You know, and that ain't till tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, brother. So, you know, I'll roll the dice on that one, Dre. I feel you, though. I do feel you, you know, but it's not like a 60, 70, 80, 90, to my knowledge, you know, percent. So, you know, I guess it's up to the individual. You know, I took out for it myself. I'm prepared. You know, I'm mentally and physically, I'm ready. I need to get the hell. You know what I'm saying? Man, look, I'm like this right here. See, Dre, that's what a lot of people kind of get twisted up about this game. Time, it becomes personal. It you need to do something different. You know, this is recreational for me, man. You understand me? And it never should get personal. You understand me? Never, 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 never. You know, that's why I came on and mentioned a little something about another man's money. You know, be careful. And also, we got to be careful about the money that we put on the line. We got to make sure that money, you understand me, is not that no-go money, if you will. You know, I mean, if you got some no-go money on the line, then it is your feelings back on the table again because you just lost your highest note or you know, a part of it or, you know what I'm saying? Your trick bill, whatever. Yeah, I'm just calling it out, Dre. You understand me? So we need to be 100. You know, we just got to keep it real across the board. You know, that's all. But we do need the support, though, Dre. You understand me? I mean, this is the second time that these three men, it ain't many times, Dre, that three guys, and you know, they used to be at each other's throat a whole lot. Well, I've seen a lot of change in a man, and I kind of want to be, I don't know if I'm the first to say it. I really don't care. I just say what I feel. I'm applauding them because they are trying to get on the same accord, if you will. You know, they really are trying, man. You know what I'm saying? Batman is trying, Alley Cat is trying, and old Tommy Dog is trying, you know. They trying to work together, you know. And it's hard, man, when you're working with three different people with three different opinions. You know, it's really hard to and can come up with one solution. You know, it's real hard, man. It's real hard. So for them to do that, that's a plus. You know, that's a real good thing. You know what I'm saying? Right here in Texas for us. So, you know, definitely, guys, keep on doing what they do, man. Keep, you know, I'm going to do what I can to, you know what I'm saying, to support them on that game, on that level. So that's what that is. But I don't mean necessary, Dre. I heard you call your picks out. Nah, I'm going to keep up. I seen one pick, Dre, that I don't think, you know, I think you kind of made a mistake on. I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe you did, maybe you did. And maybe I heard you wrong, you know. But did you say that Tree Man was going to win? I mean, lose? Is that what you said?
Nah, I ain't call no picks out. That was Big King B called that out, man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I ain't got no picks like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Anything can happen in grudge races. So,
There you go. Right. Well, I kind of kept my.
Birdman, listen, I'm going to say this here now. I don't give a damn how they feel. Birdman them is known for going down a no prep ass track. This motherfucker got glue on it. So, thank you for that.
Good. You said a mile foot in. I'm just going to keep it real now. Yeah, you know, I mean,
hey, Nicky boy, Nick, hold up, Nicky boy, that's my boy and everything, but they asses is ain't been out in 3-4 years. They gonna be glued to their ass, so they gonna get fucked up too out there. So I mean, Nick my man and all, but I guess gotta keep it real.
Hold up, Dre.
I ain't hear no. That's his opinion. You know, hey. But you finna show.
Nigga, my boy. Nigga know he my boy. But I'm just saying, man, they ain't been out 3-4 years with that goddamn car. You think you just gonna park that motherfucker in the garage, bring it on back out and fire up some shit? I don't believe it. They don't need it.
Oh, we believe it. You gotta have belief in your own stuff.
Yeah, well, nigga, yeah. Well, you ain't got no talk but to believe in you.
We're going to show. We're going to make a scene. We're going to show. All I can say, you know,
hey, well,
yeah,
who you going to take out of Tommy Dog and DJ out of that old
man,
car?
Man, I'm taking the goddamn Tommy Dog all day. If they DJ get
taking,
in, I'm
taking
the next car.
Hey, I'm not taking 9-1 of them motherfuckers.
Nick, it sounds like to me you ready to build that man a cake with an L on the back.
Goddamn sure do.
You got a cape on. Uh oh, y'all.
Hey, you know that's one of them invalid races, man. That's an invalid race. I ain't getting it now.
469-9734.
Hey, what's going on now? Hey, the Shaker, this Street Sweeper, man. I'm just chiming in. Coming on the show. What you got going on? What's up, Grudge World?
Oh, man, we just hanging out, man. A few of us chopping it up. We done seen this little bad weather fly through and got on our
That's
train.
What I hate, man.
Oh, shit. There's some bad weather came through there?
Yeah, that was through H-Town. I'm through H-Town. They come through here, boy. Look here. Came right past the shop, boy, and shook all the windows and doors loose, man. I mean, and dropped a bunch of water. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Everybody all right over there, huh?
Oh, yeah,
everybody
good
over there.
Okay. Yeah, it came through and gone, man. It be good.
Okay.
It's still
set on kill, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So far, so good.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So,
yes, sir.
Okay. So,
yes, sir.
Greedy getting gapped then, right? That's what you're saying?
That's the plan. That's the plan, sir.
Okay.
I would love to see. I got a feeling it's going to be some gapping going on. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That, you can't shoot me because what I feel.
Yeah. All right, well, shit, man. I appreciate you over my mic, man. Like I said, I'm just getting on the show. I didn't know if you had a topic or not. But, yeah,
I do. I got a little topic, man. It kind of, you know what I'm saying? I kind of did some housekeeping.
Where we go? Or you going to pitch it?
you know, but it is a topic on there, man. It is locking in necessary anymore. I mean, we've been talking about it and chopping it up, and that's people naming their shows after it and all that. Well, I mean, is it really necessary?
Go ahead, I think, man, when it comes down to that, man, it just got to be, you know, every man to stick to his word, you know. They might not need a DP, man, you know, if the guy's a stand-up guy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, as it comes down to lock-in, man, you know, my opinion is, shit, you know, a lot of guys out here ain't true to their word. So you learn, you learn from the ones who, you know what? Nah, man, I don't care what your words say. We need a DP, man. So, you know, just my opinion is, man, these guys, you know, they just need to get back to basics, man, and, you know, remember that, you know what? Shit, man, you got character for yourself, man. You know, your name represents something, you know? Your name represents something, and your word should be your bond. So, therefore, if you call a lock, man, it shouldn't mean that just that. It's a lock, you know? And regardless if, okay, you know you're going to lose, or the possibility of your chances of losing it, you know, fuck it. Get up there and be a man. You never know what might happen. You feel me?
Take one for the team.
So,
there you go. Do it anyhow.
Yeah.
Just for integrity.
Yeah,
that's what I feel. Yes, sir.
Man, you know, it's just me, man. You know, I know some real cats out there that's still, you know, shit, that's down by their lawyer, you know, down by law. And the thing is, man, you know, my word means everything to me, man, you know. And, you know, that's just me, man. So that's my opinion about it, man. Like I said,
you're right about it.
Hello?
And I'm a second you on that, man. I'm going to piggyback and second you on that. I was raised by an old head. And he told me, man, he dead and gone now. He told me, he said, man, if your word ain't about nothing, you ain't about nothing. Because that's all we got in this world is our word. Nah. I'm going to keep it 100. Nah. Your boss said it a little more different than that. You understand? you know, I'm just saying, you know, what's his name? What's that kingpin dude? All I have is my balls and my word. I'm just saying, you know, Al Capone. Yeah, he said it.
Yeah,
you know, Tony
Montana.
Scarface. Yeah.
Scarface. Yeah.
He said all I have is my balls and my word. So that's just what
that is,
man. And we got to stand for it, bro. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
And that's what it's gonna take in this game, you know. Got to have some balls and some good word, man, and you'll be all right in this game. You understand? And that's just for what that is, you know.
Yeah.
Can't be scared to get up there, you know. And I'm gonna keep it real, street sweeper. Somebody got a feeling that they wasn't gonna get past somebody else, and they had to bamboozle and just make up something to kind of get out of that. That's what I feel.
Yeah, tenfold.
Yeah. But definitely, man. Anybody else, man, that want to see a race, want to chop it up about a race, hey, man, we just hanging out today, man. A lot of us on the road. Some of them on the road. Some of them getting ready to get on the road. Some people loading up, you know. I mean, however you look at it, some people already down there laying in their motel room. Let's know, hey, the shaker, man, you know what I'm saying, chilling. Some people at the track down there. So, you know, I'm just saying, man, we hanging out. Anything you got on your mind, y'all more than welcome to bring it on the Hater Shaker Show, because it's a non-denominational show. You know what I'm saying? Look it up if you ain't got nothing else better to do. That's just what that is. Street Sweeper, how much longer you going to be, man? I mean, you know, you've been coming, you've been talking about it for a minute, big dog. Now, I know you've been on the road and everything, but it's time for you to bring one of them things out. You know, I know you got something over there cooking, you know. I've been keeping my ears.
Yes, sir. One thing I've learned by watching you guys, man, and actually seeing how programs should be ran and stuff. One thing about it, man, my foremost thing, I'm not gonna take safety as a joke. Now, I was tempted several times. shit, drop it off the text stand and go ahead and like what I got. But I said, no, all it takes is that one pass, and I'm out of there, you know?
Right.
I got to make sure everything on the up and up when it comes to what I'm trying to do with my program that I got in the making. I will be out, hopefully, you know, for us to come in and get right, and hopefully I can catch the end of the race season. But when I come, I'm not going to come half cocked. You can best believe that, sir. And all I'm trying to make sure all avenues will be covered. Real talk. Because I like to gamble, and I like to talk a lot of noise, just like a lot of you guys that does do this on a weekend basis. You know, y'all taught me a lot, and y'all all inspired me, like I said once before. And I appreciate y'all of who y'all being who y'all are. So that allowed me to be who I am freely and not worrying about, okay, will this guy take it personal when I slap the fire out of his ass? You feel me?
I feel you.
So, you know, it is what it is, man. And, you know, I appreciate your action, but I'm coming. And you can best show that, you already know that, man.
I appreciate it. Trevor Troy, what's up, baby boy? Where you at, Trevor Troy? I hear you.
What do you say, hater, Jacob?
What's going down, Troy? What's the deal, man?
Oh, chilling.
Okay. Chilling. Did you leave out like you thought, or you kind of waited around?
I waited around. Shit, I ain't left yet.
Okay. Makes sense.
I ain't left. Is Street Sweeper kin to Undertaker?
I don't know, Street Sweeper.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? What's going on?
Y'all, you kidding the Undertaker?
Oh man, I'm kidding everybody. I'm kidding. Yeah, we all brothers, man. What you talking about?
Oh, you related to
him? I'm not related to him at all.
Y'all sound just like on the talk show, so I'd be wondering when I hear you talking. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, man. I don't know what to say about that, but shit, nah, we're not related, man, you know. But I know he's a cool cat. Just like I say, I've been watching all of y'all fellas, man. Y'all just wasn't aware of the, how can I explain this? Y'all wasn't aware of the beast that y'all was creating within from watching y'all from some of you cats from 10, 15 years ago. Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go all the way back. I'm going all the way back, man, to 93. Yeah. This here been cooking since 93, Cliff. So,
damn,
you know,
boy.
Like I said, when I decided to become to get from that 1% to this side of the field, you know, I appreciate all you cats that I've been watching, man, and been admired for a long time. So, you know, that is what it is, man. I can't wait to get out there and be a part of the legacy, too, that I feel like I created in my mind. You feel me? But no, I'm not related to I'm not related to him, but you know, you're a good brother just like the rest of y'all cats, man.
I'm pretty sad. I can't wait till you get out there, man.
Right.
Trevor Troy, you don't have nobody locked in your
beam,
do you?
No, I just got the Southern Assassin dude locked in.
Who that?
6 o'clock. Southern Assassin in Deuce, North Carolina.
Oh, Southern Assassin. That's right. Okay, that's right. Okay. Well, damn, Troy. I'm ready. That's what I'm talking about. Old Trevor Troy is back, and it's going to be trouble. My dude. Hey, man, you know what, though? I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. Troy is probably one of the smoothest, quietest assassins. That's a real assassin right there. He's a ninja. That's what I call a ninja. He won't say much. He just jump out the ceiling on your ass. Honest, man. Troy don't say much, man. He just come to the track and he walk up to you. He might have a few entourage guys with him, but he just walk up to you. Hey, man, you want to do something? What you want to do? Want to try something? What you want? I mean, they get mad as hell when you get scared. I'm serious. I just seen it out.
Hey, we're going to lose. You're so right. You're so right on the Wait a second, you sure? And the cold part about it is he'll smile the whole time when he's fucking you up. Ain't that some bitch? That ain't right, man. You know this motherfucker smiling. Look like it. I mean, he's grinning from ear to ear, man. You tell me when you don't see this cat smiling. Man, yeah, you sure right there, man.
It was one time, Street Sweeper, I'm going to be real, it was one time, we down there in Louisiana, and Troy, you remember, correct me on the wrong, Troy, but we walk around, and Troy said, man, I can't find, Troy made one pass, and everybody ran in the bushes. I mean, Troy, I can't get no way. He walk around, hey, man, he picking on big time cars, he picking on cars out of his caliber. Nobody was running. He just got mad as hell. He been walking around. He ready to jump on somebody.
Yeah, so man.
Correct me when I start lying, Troy.
Wow.
Nah, you right. You know how them little kids, you know back when you was a kid and nobody wanted to play with you? You get mad going out and tell your mom. Nobody wants to play with you. That's how I felt that day, man.
Wow. Yeah. I feel you on that one.
Look, I seen him over there with some pliers and a screwdriver and a wrench. I said, what you doing? He's taking a tree loose. If I can't run, can't nobody run. He's taking a tree loose.
You lying, man. You lying, man.
I had to stop my thing. Come on, Troy. Let him run just a little bit more while on. Troy got mad at that. Yeah. Troy's taking the tree loose, man.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's my dude, man. I'm saying, you know, we try to have fun with this thing, man. We try to do what we do, y'all. I mean, it's not a whole lot of fun left out there, man. So if a group of guys can put some real money together and put these little rabbit tail cars together and talk a little noise and stand behind their little car or whatever, man, I'm all for it, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you would never get back the money you invested into this mess, so I'm like, it's recreational, man, you know? And it's all for the glory of it if you can get a kid or a child, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's up under you to grow up and watch you and want to do it too, and you get to kind of teach them and show them the ropes. Hey, man, that's a beautiful thing to me, you know? I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I got a young boy, you know? I start letting him sitting in the car and get used to it, giving it a little gas, learning how to crank it, and you know, I ain't got bold enough yet. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't got there yet to let him drive it. Nah. I ain't got there yet. I'm just saying, you know. But I'm sure it's coming. But it ain't there yet, you know. It ain't there yet. So definitely, man. If y'all know somebody that's looking for a driver, let me know, because I have a young man that used to drive. His car got totaled out in the flood. You know, he kind of lost it, and he just don't have the funds to get it back together. He's kind of halfway through with it, and, well, he's a very good driver, you know what I'm saying? Young man, y'all don't really know him or anything, because he's pretty much a quiet fellow, you know? But, you know, if you know somebody that's, you know, just looking for a nice driver, man, let me know, you know? Let me know. This young man here, he can drive. And, you know, he's not scared at all. You know, he kind of reminds me a lot of Troy. He's scared. You know, well, if I don't stop picking up some weight, I might get in my dog on so I can kind of save me a tenth or two, you know? For real. Save me a tenth. You know? Y'all were still hearing me, huh? It kind of got quiet. But we're still on?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm
okay,
just with you and shit.
Come okay, no, you good. I just wanted to make sure I, you know, blog talk, man. I know blog talk. They do some funny things. But by the way, man, at any time, there you go. I was just going to ask for him, and there you go right there. Just going to ask for him. 2534, come on in.
What you got? Hey, the Sega. What you got, man?
Sega, what's on your mind, man? What's up, boy? Hey, man, happy birthday to you, big dog. Happy birthday to you, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we just touched down here in San Antonio trying to get unloaded. Got dog, the place look good. Everything look good down here. I don't think it's gonna be no rain. So all them that's talking about rain, it went from 60 to 20. So if you're a real racer,
wow,
that ain't gonna make no difference. Way.
Wow.
But we definitely
wow
in the feeling.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yes, sir. That's a beautiful thing, man. So, man, you know what? I was waiting on a phone call like that Undertaker, and you just came on in. It did the doggone thing, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we've
been sitting on waiting on that. Yes, sir.
We here at the spot. So I heard somebody was looking for me, man.
Yeah. Is he still on, Dexter, cousin or nephew? Where you at, young man? He was on there a few minutes ago. He was asking, did y'all, was you still going to honor that $100 bet that y'all had?
Yeah, they don't even know who Drexler gonna run, so we gonna have to bag off of that deal right there.
Okay. Hold on, he is right here.
What you say we gonna do? Hello.
That's him. That's the guy right there, Undertaker.
I ain't said nothing. I was trying.
Undertaker. What you say? We gonna back
off of it? Yeah. All right, man. I can understand.
But I'll be out here though. Now, you know, we ain't got to get set on that. Since you backed off that bet, can you buy me a Diet Coke when I get there?
I sure can. As a matter of fact, just come on by. I got plenty of Coke, soda water, and everything. We celebrating birthdays and everything, right?
Yeah, all right, man.
Yeah, whenever you get here, just come see me.
All right. And good luck on your race, man.
All right, appreciate you, bro. Hey, hey, right. I'm going to get back quiet, man, because we're trying to get set up. But if you need my...
Okay, one other thing I want to tell you. Parking. How does it... I know the cell phone is big, but... as of right now, if you're standing and you're looking back towards the bleachers, is that clear over there, or they already got that taken, like right behind the bleachers?
They pulling in, motion unloading out the trailer over there, man. It's plenty of parking out here, plenty of parking.
Okay.
So you ain't got to worry about parking.
Got you.
Plenty of parking.
Got you, brother. Appreciate you,
right,
man.
We going back on
me. Okay,
buddy.
All right, bro.
All right.
Yeah, there it is, y'all. For all y'all who had that question mark over your head, is it going to rain? You know, was the rain going to... There ain't no rain. That little rain there, man. Somebody could accidentally spit on you, man, and then you take it, right? So that ain't nothing, man. We good, y'all. Come on. You know,
huh?
We good. Yeah, we gonna go on that way, man, and we ain't going to play no games with it, man. That's just what that is. Old Shaker still got some things to do, some loading up to do, so I'm going to chop it up with y'all a little more and everything. You know, I'm going to stay here a little while longer, but I do, you know, I just had my wife just come over here and tap me on the shoulder, you know, I'm just saying, you know, she said, you do realize that you ain't got everything loaded up yet, right? I say, yeah, right. You know, I was trying to stay over here, y'all, so my boys finished doing everything. Well, they done burnt off of it, so now I gotta make sure everything went up. But it's all good, man. We're gonna stay over here and chop it up a little while longer, y'all. So, anybody else got any questions, man? Any concern? I just seen a glad I should have rolled by and tooted his horn at me. So, yeah, that's old buddy there. He gonna be back out real soon. Y'all ain't seen the last of him, that's for sure. You know, that's old blind eye killer. He tied in with old Trouble Charlie. Y'all ain't seen the best of that. Trust me. They coming back. That's all. They coming back. So, but anybody else, man, they got anything they want to say?
Well, how that song go, Posey? Doom.
<Damn. laughs> Well, y'all, I told you. I mean, I was just thinking on it, so y'all get ready. I mean, you know, y'all been throwing rocks at them and hiding hand. They got your number and they know your name. I'm just saying. So just beware. They coming. So, you know, but I mean, hey, man. Bottom line, man. I know we're gonna try to get ourselves together, y'all. We're gonna try to have a safe trip and everything, man. Man, look again. Reminder, anybody on this phone can come up with something, y'all do so now. Help us remind us on this travel that we're getting ready to do, man. Watch your straps, man. Look at your straps. Double check your straps. Look over your tires. I mean, just do a good safety check right quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what this is. Look like Bull Rock. Let me see. 979-2271. Your mic is open.
Yeah, nigga. This is Bull Rock. What's going on, brother? How y'all doing?
Oh, we good, bro. How about you?
Great. Hey, man, I'm like you, man. I've been listening to the shows and for a long time, man, and all this stuff is going on about this lock-in. I'm glad you brought this up. Let me ask you a question, brother. What is a lock-in to you? What is it to you, Eddie Shaker?
Well, I'm going to say it like this here, man. It's supposed to be for somebody that's traveling, to my knowledge, supposed to be for a traveling man that they got a clear understanding that when he get here, you're not going to back up. And you're not gonna put my travels for null and void. I'm not gonna spend all that time and gas and money on the road for nothing. I mean, I can understand that type of travel. You know, that now as far as a lot as of being right here, same area, and you going to the track anyway, you know, so I guess it's a catch 22, Bull Rider. It's kinda hard to say, man, you know.
Trouble truck. You still here?
I guess they
all on me. I guess, man, I'm sorry.
Did he just call me?
There you go.
The street sweeper. You just called me?
No, I was looking for Trouble Troy Drake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a lot to me, man. But to me, I mean, it for that man coming down to where, it, just say in Houston, If me and you was racing, and we say it's a lock, is it a lock?
Yeah.
It's a lock, right?
If we agree that it's locked, I feel like the only person can unlock that is the DP man. The DP man got the key. You know. Now, if you got money, if you say you want that money up first, you need to stick that in your lock. You know what I'm saying? You need to skip that before you say the word lock. See, to me, that word lock, that four-letter word, that last word lock, that's done, man. You can't do nothing after that. You can't open it. You can't unlock it. It's locked. You know?
I guess what you said is true, man. It's just tricky, man. It's just a lot of tricks because was told. If that DP man or whoever he is ain't got that money, it ain't locked. It ain't officially locked. I guess it is
right.
Whoever it is, what it is, you know. But I always was told if the DP man got the money, it's locked. It's official race because anybody can say, hey, something happened, and this man driving 13, 14 hours away, or he driving 2 hours away. And it's,
right.
he ain't got no faith. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just asking, man, because it there's a lot, man, that, you know, you guys race. I'm a spectator, man. I go to all these races. And, you know, they all, everybody's, I mean, every promoter always say they got 8, 9, 10 races locked in. Then when we get there, it ain't but 2 locked in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. You don't see half of them take place. Well, you know what, Bull Rod, I'm going to be honest with you, man. That's why I brought this topic up, man. I know we've heard something similar in the past, but, man, just to keep it 100, keep it real, Bull Rod, people not ordering these locks like they should. They just treating them and they flossing them around like it's nothing. They just acting as though it really don't mean anything. But we make it so big and grand when we're in the process of the lock. You know, you're repeating it back to them. You're making sure both parties have a clear understanding, and you're asking a question, and you're answering it. And, you know, you're shutting everybody else up except them two, letting them talk. What's the purpose of all that if it's really not official yet, is what I'm trying to figure out. Because let the truth be told, Barada, that official stuff with the money in hand, that's just funny. We've been doing that, and people have been having some real good bets. Because they get some real good lock-in paid without a bunch of idiots. Now, out of 10, you might get one idiot, you know what I'm saying, 10-4, you know, Allen, 10-4, that don't like to pay because I never got mine. But for the most part, you're gonna get a stand-up fellow, man, that don't mind, you know what I'm saying, he's not going to let a man $100 or $500 whatever, you know, to corrupt his integrity, you know, because it's really not that serious, man. It's not that hard about this stuff, man.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You sure right. You're right. Like I said, I got respect for all you guys, man, because y'all do what y'all do, and y'all give us something. Boom, did you see that? Or, you know, something like that. But I'm going back in the bitches, right, man. Y'all be careful going on down Interstate 10 West, man. You know, because it's the weekend, man. You know, you got fools out there. Man, everybody going that way, man. Y'all guys be careful, man. You know, make sure when you get there, your stuff is secure, man. Shake it on this,
right,
man. Y'all be careful. You know? But,
thank you, brother.
I won't be making this, but I got to punch that clock in the morning at 6 o'clock, man. You know?
I hear you, man. Well, we're going to try to keep you informed, man. We're gonna keep you laced up. You know that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say one more thing, man. I wanted to say on Tracy's show, but I didn't get a chance. This grudge racing, man, it's going to every form. It's going everywhere, man. Because, hey,
yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, I was in Enos last weekend at that no prep race, and that might as well have been a grudge race, brother. That might as well have been a grudge race. Because every time that announcer said, all you can hear is say, you got gap, and you got gap. What no preference know about that, man?
Yeah, you're right.
And every race, somebody had a lock in it. They were putting money up. That girl from Oklahoma, every round she went, she bet it some money. Because that announcer was saying it. And then probably about 18 eights, they had a little break in there. Me and the guys I went down there with, I saw Alicat and me and Chop a little bit. I saw Tracy, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I walked to the restroom, and I saw somebody come up. Hey, you want to race on feet? I got $50 that you cannot run me. I looked around. I said, ain't we had no prep race? He said, I thought we was. But I'm just saying, man, this grudge is taking off, dude. I mean, it's going somewhere. All you guys got to do, just keep doing what y'all doing and keep the nonsense out of it, man. And keep it clean, bro.
That's it. Appreciate it, bro.
It's going to take off. But like I said, man, you guys going down that way, racist fans, just like Eddie Sager said, man. If you see somebody on the side of the road that got a trailer, man, pull over and help him, man. I mean, even if you might not like the guy, pull over and help him, man. Because you never know. You never know what his problem is, man. You never know.
Right.
Hey, you guys be careful, man. Hey, shake a man, and I will talk to y'all later, man.
All right, big dog. Take care, man. But, man, that's old Bull Rider, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all a little something about Bull Rider, man. Stand-up guy, man. Bull Rider's not known to have a car, man, but he's on his shows. Bull Rider's just as powerful as the next man with a car, man, because this man is just have grudge and hatred in his heart, man. He love it. He love the game. He love how the game is operated, man, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing. So I appreciate that, Bull Rider. But, man, look here, man. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I'm going to have to halfway tonight, y'all. I mean, cause I got some last-minute stuff to do, fellas. I mean, I'm just keeping it 100. You know, your boy, I love the game, too, but I got things to do, too. I'm just saying, you know. So I think we did get some stuff tightened up on, you know what I'm saying? We kind of caught in on a few things, and you know what I'm saying? If anybody else had any more questions before I go, man, by all means, push the one button. We ain't tripping. But, you know what I'm saying, if not, it's all good. But I'm going to tell you like this right here, man. Keep y'all head up. You know what I'm saying? Chill out on the drinking. Yeah, I understand. We all do our thing. But chill out on that drinking, on that road, man, because them glow bars is out there. I'm just being real. They know what we're going to go do. They'll have fun. We don't like what we're doing. I mean, you know. I'm just saying. They don't like what we do. So, you know. Keep it clean. We don't need nobody having no issues down there. That shouldn't. Don't bring no more trouble on yourself for what you got to, you know, and what you have to. You understand? So keep it clean, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're licensed to pack that thing, fine. If you ain't, tuck that thing away somewhere where you ain't got no. You know, I'm just keeping it real, fella. You know, so because they're looking around for other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So just keep it 100, man. We don't need no issues, y'all. But look here, man. Y'all keep y'all head up, man. Y'all be safe out there, man. Oh, Hater Shaker finna go do what he do, man. You know what I'm saying? Travel and grace to all y'all, man. We're going to go down here and have us some fun, y'all. All right, man. Y'all keep y'all head up. Good night, everybody.
Keep praying. This is out of class. Huh, bro? Never been done.